Dave, you don't look your normal self here today. You're missing something.
Well, I thought I'd stand in solidarity with you.
Really?
Yeah. Just for right now.
You could have. I wouldn't have minded you having
one.
I know.
You're
not drying out too, are you?
No. I'm plenty wet.
You just got done bottling yesterday, huh?
Yeah. Yep. Bottling some beer. There's a fair amount of sampling when you're bottling beer.
Well, you got to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
So you guys had a record crowd.
We
last
did.
Weekend.
You heard, huh?
I did.
Yeah. It was wild.
Tell us about how the Polka Fest went.
It was fantastic. I got to thank all the listeners for coming out. Polka Fest 2026 was just phenomenal. It was everything you dreamed about, I guess.
Sure. Tables were full up in Blossom and Hops.
Tables were full up and downstairs.
Wow.
The Stein tossing, the stone throwing with the Masons was another big hit. Tuba Dan and Corky came out, which Tuba, I don't know if he's lying, but he said this was the first time he's been out in 2 years, they said.
Yeah.
She's been dealing with some health issues.
Yeah. And I would say all of 2 years.
Yeah.
And I got him to admit he had a beer.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
He had a beer and a pizza. And then, he came in on Tuesday the next day, or the next week or this week for, mm-hmm. Some wings.
Him oh,
Danny,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was great to see Tuba. All the folks were very appreciative of Tuba Dan, and the bands did great. Two Fifths knocked it out of the park as always, and then Copper Box just blew
always.
The roof off. I mean,
right.
it was wild.
So what time did you put the key in the door and finally lock up?
I got out of there about 10:30, so not
wow.
too bad.
No,
yeah.
not too bad of a
yeah.
day, but a busy day.
A busy day.
So how many people can you fit up in Blossom and Hops?
Well, you know, don't tell the fire warden, but
yeah.
we may have had more than
a little too many extra,
yeah,
but that's
but
all right.
I don't, you know,
sure.
Nobody fell through, so.
Yeah, exactly.
All is well.
Well, a beautiful Friday out today.
Beautiful Friday, yeah.
It's the time of the year with the roller coaster of weather, of course.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Brewers spring training, not too
yeah,
far
Yeah, Brewers
off.
Spring training, I was going to ask you, a couple of people, what is the deal with the TV thing? Do you, like, I've been hearing things, we can't get Brewers on TV.
I might be in the dark
Maybe
on
you're
this
in the
one.
Dark on this. I don't know. Apparently there's like a contract dispute between
oh, there could be.
Spectrum and FanDuel or what. I don't know.
Like every year there's
every
something.
Every year.
Not every year. Let me rephrase that. Every week.
Yes.
It seems like there's oh, yeah. something going on.
But yeah, we're excited. I mean, I'm going to figure out how to get them on at the brewery, you know,
sure.
one way or another.
Because I know in March, that's when our Wayne Mauser goes down to Arizona
yeah.
for a good 3 weeks,
yeah.
and he takes in all of the spring training. Not every game, but he's at quite a few of them, and
yeah.
always has a good
well,
time.
We went down last year.
That's
and,
right. Yeah.
And we had a blast. We made the mistake, though. We went to the Cubs Brewer game the first day we went to two games. So we went the
yeah.
first game we went to see the Cubs and Brewers at the Cubs Stadium. And I mean, it was just a beautiful ballpark. Like you get off right easy off on the highway. You know, you're there in 5 minutes. I'm getting out of the parking lot and they're giving away free burritos.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, it was just a magical day, you
yeah,
know, and then like you can bring in your own, like you can buy peanuts and water and they let you bring all that in, which I didn't know.
That's unheard
so
of.
So you've got
never...
all these like food vendors as you're walking into the park that are selling, you know, like a dollar bottle of water.
It's like after TSA, you can bring it on the plane, right?
Yeah,
anything
exactly.
after is fair
yeah,
game.
After the check-in, yeah. Yeah, so we had a great experience at the Cubs field, and I hate to say it, but so the next day we went to the Brewer game, and we're driving, and first of all, it's like, have you ever been to Phoenix?
No, that's,
I mean,
I've never.
There's nothing less than a 45-minute drive. It's so spread out. It's crazy. Like, it's only 3 miles away, but it takes 45 minutes. I mean,
I believe.
Like,
it.
You get on the highway and there's 10 lanes of traffic.
It's faster via golf cart in the
it
villas.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
yeah. So anyway, we're driving and then we get off and we're going through some neighborhoods, Johnny. That I'm thinking, all right, you know, maybe it's like Milwaukee. You know, you hit a bad stretch, but then a couple blocks later, you hit
clears the, up.
Clears up. It never clears up there.
Oh, boy.
You know, it was fine. Like, nothing was bad or anything, but only one way in and one way out. So traffic's a nightmare.
That's not fun.
Yeah.
That ruins it.
And there were no, like, the game we went to, there were, like, no beer tenders. Like, we had to wait in line probably for a good half hour just to get a beer.
Got me turned off on those.
Now, the cool thing was, though, is we took the... When we finally did get into the ballpark, we there were two ways you could get into the to the diamond, and we went the other way just to avoid the crowds. And you they have these practice fields, and so we got to see them. They were having like another game going on with like a practice squad with the Diamondbacks.
Catch two, right?
Yeah, and then the pitchers were warming up in the bullpen. Like, it wasn't a bullpen, but they were practicing pitching. And I mean, I was from you to me away from, you know, some of the starting pitchers, which was really cool. I mean, those guys throw it hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The snap when it hits the glove.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Yep. Yeah, well, in talking with Wayne, I guess there's quite a few microbreweries out in that area, too.
There are, yeah.
Which I wouldn't have thought of. But
yeah, there's some good ones. And there was, I think we went to a distillery or so.
Sure.
Beautiful area. I mean, we did a lot of hiking. And
Yeah. The only time I've been to Arizona, I had my uncle lived in Vegas for a while. And when I was probably in my teenage years, we went out to visit him, and we went to the Hoover Dam. And if you walk over the center of the Hoover Dam, that's the state line. So technically I've been to Arizona.
Sure.
But that's about it.
Did you get any dam bait?
Yeah. And it took the whole dam tour. And, but those were the days where, and maybe you can still now, walk right out, and those little bump outs are like little squares over the actual drop of the dam. I climbed up a little and looked right over. I don't think my mother was too happy about it at that point, but you could
do that.
That's
cool.
I've never been
to the Hoover Dam. I'll have to put it on the list.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we spent maybe 2-3 hours. We didn't do the tour like you see on the Vegas vacation with Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
We did the gift shop and all of that stuff, but the actual... You know, the bowels of it, the turbines, we didn't get to see, but it was still very cool. So
very cool.
Yeah.
I gotta give a shout out to my friends over at McCann River Outfitters.
Oh, yes.
So we had the big Polka Fest on Saturday, and then I had a pheasant hunt lined up the next morning. So
what time of the day did you have to roll in?
It was bright and early. At the lodge there. Michelle cooked us we had four guys. We got 400 breakfasts, and they were fantastic. We had some coffee stouts and blue eyed blondes from Canute Brewing Company.
Very good.
And then, we went out.
Fluid.
We, I got my dog Rosie, and then my other buddy had a dog. And I will tell you, like, so Rosie I usually take her out, you know, once a year, and we didn't get it out last year, but the year before, like, she's more of a hunter. Like, I am just kind of there for the experience.
Yeah.
Along for the ride. Like, she's not a great bird dog, you know.
You're not a great shot.
I'm not a great shot. So it works well, right? But the last time we were out, we were with some other guys, and they had some really good dogs. And towards the end of that hunt, she was like, I could tell her, she was kind of like, it was starting to click, you know?
Yeah.
So we went out on Sunday at McCann, and I got to tell you, Johnny, I've never been more proud of her. Like, she was flushing birds, and I was missing them, you know, we got some. We actually did pretty good. I only missed probably two or three, I think.
Then you get home, and it's the same dog on the couch, and you're like, you were the same one out in the field? And like,
yeah, she
just
was
blows
awesome.
Your mind
she's just
out
a, of it. Just a good old bird dog.
Yep.
So
beautiful.
Yep.
Anything coming up for entertainment?
Yeah, we got Andy Brown tomorrow night.
Very cool. What time?
5 to 8. And I should say, if there's any other pheasant hunters out there, they're hunting till like for 2 more weeks.
Sure.
And you can get a deal. So McCann River Outfitters out on the other side of Princeton.
You're going to love it, as she says.
You're going to love it. Yeah.
All right. Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. Tomorrow music. One man band, Andy Brown.